Get promos and discounts from Filipino startups. Check out our partners at the description.
Marge Alviso is founder and CEO at Telework PH. Hello, Marge. Welcome to Startup Podcast PH. We're very honored to have you here. Kamusta?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Sobrang grateful for this opportunity, Jenny. And yes, I hope to inspire a lot of our listeners sa startup journey ko.
Yeah, so first of all, salamat no, kasi this episode is one of our features for Women's Month, and salamat meron tayong female guest now. And I learned no na meron kayong upcoming movie inspired by your story, ano, When the World Met Miss Provinciana, starring Rian Ramos and Cid Lucero. So dito sa podcast, pag-usapan natin yan, and pag-usapan natin ang iyong story. So I'll have you do the introduction, Marge. So, ano nga ba, Marge, ang Telework PH?
Yeah, Telework PH is a rural, homegrown BPO company based in Bulacan. So we cater to US, Australia, New Zealand, some parts of Europe. Mostly we're doing customer service, data annotation, technical support, and a little bit of back office na professional services.
Yeah. Oh, very unique yun ah. I mean, when we talk about BPO companies, usually naisip natin yung mga nasa Manila, di ba? Yung mga bukas hanggang gabi, 24/7. I mean, yes. Usually night shift, graveyard shift yung mga tao. But hearing from you, this is a rural, homegrown BPO company based in Bulacan. So isa-isahin natin muna ito, no? Yung kumbaga yung something new and something fresh din na inyong ino-offer. So ano nga ba ang ibig sabihin ng homegrown BPO company? Lalo na kayo ay parang nasa rural area. So how different this is this? And ano ba yung parang freshness na inyong na-offer?
So ang ibig sabihin kasi ng homegrown, so we are from Bulacan, kaming mga founders. And nakita ko kasi yung need for, tama ka doon sa sinabi mo na a lot of Filipinos, even nationwide, hindi lang sa Bulacan, they have to fly or move to the metro in order to get a job. So I was one of them. I used to be an ex-BPO employee. So nakita ko yung struggle na going through traffic, tapos 4 hours back and forth na ako, very swerte pa ako, nakaka-uwi pa ako, pero paano na lang yung mga nasa malayong area talaga. So And it's very draining na mangyari yun. So sabi ko, why not bring this opportunity closer to home? And so that's where I started. Kasi a lot of us, iniisip natin na, ay, sige, maghihintay na lang ako, lalo na pag probinsya. Maghihintay na lang ako ng opportunity dito or pupunta ako dun sa Manila. Pero hindi, bihira yung nakakaisip na to create, parang mag-start ka here. Sabi nga nila, if you can't find the door, build the door, di ba, of opportunity. So I did that. I started it with no foreign investor. Kasi di ba, yun din isang notion eh. Kapag BPO, kailangan may foreign founder or may mga foreign investors. Pero I really started from savings. Wala. Ganyan. And then we started with very small office. And a leap of faith, of course. And yeah, that's where we started as Telework PH.
Yes, exactly. Ang galing, ano, first minute na highlight natin yung gap, kumbaga, na inyong sinasolve as a startup. Kasi totoo naman na napaka-traffic na sa Metro Manila. And maganda rin, kumbaga, mabuhay. I mean, ang issue kasi in Metro Manila is nagpupunta doon yung mga tao kasi andun yung jobs, andun yung opportunities, andun yung work. Pero nakakongest ngayon yung mga tao sa Metro Manila and lumalala yung traffic. And yung mga iba nakatira pa, like let's say sa Bulacan nga, either araw-araw pupuntang Manila or sa Manila na nagsistay, less frequent ang nakakauwi sa kanilang true home. So, very true yung solution na para i-decongest yung Manila, ilayo doon yung mga working spaces. Magkaroon ng mga working spaces sa, let's say, sa Bulacan nga, or maybe baka in the future, ano, baka balak nyo mag-extend pa into other places, ano. Pero can we hear more of the story lang? So paano nyo uno nakuha yung mga inyong mga employees, yung mga tao, yung mga workers, and paano kayo uno nakakuha ng mga clients dito as a BPO company?
Before I answer that, gusto ko sana rin i-add na ito kasi yung advocacy, ito kasi yung parang pursuit ng DICT din. And prior to pandemic, ginagawa na namin siya na i-decongest yung Manila. Kaya parang alam mo yon, biglang nag-fall into place yung ginagawa namin yes. as a company. So, nakakatuwa lang. Pero yeah, to answer your question. So, I'm actually a nurse by profession. So, di ba layo? Nurse ako, licensed nurse. And one of those na, alam mo yon, during my teenage years, hindi very, what do you call this? Very adventurous, so to speak. So, I got a child at an early age of 20 years old. So, at the time, even if I'm pursuing nursing and marami yung parents ko, they would ask me to go abroad kasi mas malaki yung wage doon or yung income. So, parang hindi ako makonvince. Parang sabi ko, kailangan ba? Ay, alam mo yung may mga entrepreneurial spirit na kailangan china-challenge yung norm na parang, oh, pag nursing graduate ka, kailangan mag-abroad ba? Kailangan ba? And so, sabi ko, parang hindi yun yung gusto ng puso ko. So, I started applying. See, yung normal na empleyado, I would go to the provincial hospital dito sa Bulacan kasi government, medyo mataas yung pay. Pero yung unang-unang trabaho as a nurse talaga ay 6,000 pesos per month yung sweldo ko. So, sabi ko, hindi kayang makabuhay ng bata yung time na to, especially now, di ba? So, then I explored the BPO path kasi ito yung, I guess maraming makaka-relate na parang co-professional. And yan yung nagiging mga notion na parang, uy, sayang naman, lisensyado ka pa man din, pero you're working sa BPO. Alam mo, lahat ng nangyari sa buhay ko, naniniwala talaga akong there's no accident eh, na talagang it really fell into place such that, kasi who would have thought at the age of 20 na magiging CEO pala ako ng isang BPO in an ICT field. So when I worked sa BPO, that's where I learned yung very basic foundation of communication, of empathy, understanding customer. Yung stint ko sa BPO was very quick, 2 years. Na-realize ko na hindi talaga ako pang employee. In a sense na I want to take control of my time. Lagi kasi akong late eh. So, and then maraming rules, maraming, alam mo yun, minsan gusto mong mag-break ng rules kasi that's exactly what you need to do para to save. Diba, minsan sinasabi nila na you don't have to be right, you just have to be kind. Yung mga ganyang moments. So, yan, after kumag-work sa BPO, so yun yung naging struggle ko when I worked in the BPO naman, napalayo ako sa anak ko. Kasi I'm working sa Metro Manila, so back and forth, Bulacan. Sabi ko pa, sige, mag-apartment ako. So, nag-apartment naman din ako. Kaya lang, ito yung parang pinaka-turning point. When I went home, sabi nung partner ko at that time, sabi niya, hindi ka na kilala ng anak mo. Hindi mo na alam kung paano siya kausapin. Tapos, ang sakit nun para sa isang ina. Na parang, ako nga nagtatrabaho ako dito. Hindi ko naman sa ina yung partner ko at that time. Pero, di ba, parang, sana, I'm contributing to this. To this family. So, nung time na yon, sabi ko, this is probably, I need to do something for this. And true enough, siguro na-attract din natin yung mga gusto natin mangyari sa buhay because this is parang habang tumatagal kasi you want to really
law of change attraction.
That course. Yeah, so change the course. So, merong lumapit sa akin na, why don't you explore working from home? Tapos, alien pa sa akin yung term na yon at that time. That's circa 2011.
Wow, yeah, napaka alien pa nga that time ng working from home.
Yeah, working from home. So is that even possible? How? Yun yung mga tanong natin eh. So, or as long as you're connected to the internet and then may laptop ka, tapos sabi ko, how about the client? Ganyan. So, in-introduce sa akin yung idea na yun and tinagsabay ko pa siya eh. Parang may times na may certain months na nagwo-work pa ako sa BPO and then kasi hindi pa ako sure eh. So we're treading the water, so parang totoo ba tong work from home na to, baka mamaya scam to or something, baka hindi mag-work for me, at least may BPO pa rin ako. Pero eventually it did work for me. I was working direct with a client in Australia as a student support, so yung work ko nun is we're parang test da siya. So, we are helping these students complete the course. And then, the government pays that company. And then, they pay us back. And then, biglang sabi nung lumalaki na kami, sabi nung company na yon, you have to move to a BPO in Ortigas. So sabi ko, ha, babalik na naman ba ako sa Ortigas? Babalik na naman ba ako sa BPO? Sabi ko, ayoko na kasi I get to enjoy the time with my family. And then, you know, I have more control of, minsan pagising mo, okay, work na agad. Hindi ka na magta-traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
So, sa nung time na yun, very, ano yan, sobrang laking privilege talaga. And so, sabi ko, there must be a way na makahanap ako ng ibang clients. That's when I learned client acquisition na you have to really be a standout among other. Nung time na yun, ang ginagawa ko pa through application eh. Wala pa yung tinatawag nila inbound marketing na you have to stand out among, you know, among the many, they call it online workers. Ngayon kasi yung tawag na nila freelancers at that time. And pero hindi siya naging madali kasi yung customer support as a skill was a very parang very ano na siya na skill. Marami nang gumagawa. So I had to find a skill na hindi siya sobrang common. So I did copywriting, SEO. Ano pa ba yung ginawa ko? Umikot talaga ako doon sa mga skills na yun na somehow relevant pa rin. Like for instance, copywriting. Siguro yung pinaka background ko sa nursing. Nakatulong din talaga eh. Na alam mo yun, yung psychology behind communicating with people. Agree. Yan. And so you translate that into writing. It's pretty much the same thing. You, di ba, you, ano, the buyer, you get the buyer psychology. So I started with that. And then, nakakatawa pa kasi even if inikot ko yung skill ng copywriting, SEO, virtual assistant, bumalik uli ako. Sa customer support kasi may client akong nakausap na she wanted to build a team of customer support. So ito na yun, sabi ko, wait, paano ko gagawin to? Again, bumalik ako dun sa na alam ko about psychology kasi I never had experience with recruitment, hindi naman ako HR. So at the time, sabi ko, okay, the only thing I know is how to deal with people, how to let their guards down and how to get through them. So, ginamit ko yung skill na yon. And so, I did hire people sa village muna namin nagsimula.
Wow.
Yung mga kakilala, pinsan ni ganito, kapitbahay, ganyan, sa isang barangay. And then, sa bahay namin, nagkakaroon kami ng training, ng tutorial. So, talagang as in very, very community-like na approach. And so, hindi ko naman siya inisip na it would really turn into a business like this. Kasi ang gusto ko lang at the time is to deliver yung gusto ni client. So I did deliver. And then, hindi ko alam yung mga nandun sa harap ko na kailangan ko palang mag-comply sa taxes. Hindi ko alam na kailangan ko palang ayusin yung papers, yung registration. Kasi yung payment, pag pumapasok na yung payment, maaamla na tayo. So hinahanapan na ako ng bank ng, ay kailangan po ng business registration. Bakit po kayo nagpapasweldo? Maraming mga ganun na moments. Na gusto ko lang sabihin, nagta-transfer lang naman ako ng pera. Pero kahit na i-game or somehow i-ano mo yung system, talagang it will lead you to the legal way or proper way of compliance. So, ayan. And then, ito yung pinaka. So, working from home kami, right? And then, yung client, nare-record kasi yung mga calls na yan. So, they hear roosters in the background. May mga children crying in the background. Tapos, ang daming distraction. So, naaalala ko, very, very clear to me kasi nasuka ako. And nasa film din pala to. So, nasuka talaga ako kasi sabi ng client, it's either you all move to an office or you all lose your job. So, sabi ko, parang hindi na to choice. Parang ano na siya. Parang walang choice talaga. Kasi, ayoko na, kung ako lang, okay lang sa akin eh. I can find another job. Pero iba pala talaga if you already have a team and these people are relying on the job, on the income.
By this time pala, ilan na yung team ninyo? Ilan na yung...
So, nasa 21 na team members, all working
na,
from
marami
home.
Marami na.
Oh, marami na. So medyo mahirap na rin i-manage. And at the same time, yun nga, nag-complain na yung client about the background noises na naririnig na sa recording. Marami rin kasing distraction sa work from home. Not saying true, na, alam mo yun, there's always a balance to it. But that's the very dilemma that we had. And so I had to make a decision. And this time, with a leap of faith and the savings and some help from people, that's where we started yung Telework PH. We very small office lang, tapos nakakatawa pa kasi mukha, the way they would describe it, yung mga pumupunta na applicants is parang majungan na. Kasi nakatakip ng Manila paper yung mga glass panel, yung para hindi kita sa labas.
Oh.
Tapos hindi siya, 'di ba pag inimagine mo BPO na cubicles, hindi kami na cubicles at the time, naka-table lang, parang co-working space. So bago sa kanila 'yon kasi these people that we have hired galing din ng Manila, na taga Bulacan talaga, and they wanted to stay in Bulacan. So, nung nalaman nila, may BPO na dito, sige, let's explore, kaya lang duda din sila. Wala ako, paniwala na, this is a legitimate company, alam mo yun. So, and, you know, the rest was history. Doon na kami nag-grow talaga, kasi we really, kumbaga, apart from compliance, from doing the right thing, we had to look for more clients to sustain the business.
Yeah. First of all, makabisita nga sa inyong office ngayon. Sa startup.
Yes.
Sa startup podcast, kasi we have a startup vlog na rin na bubisita kami sa mga shops or sa mga office ng mga startups na na-interview. No? So, baka soon,
yes,
you're
so
willing
sige.
Din na ma-interview at mapundahan namin ang inyong office. And I'm also from Bulacan din. So, actually, itong story mo, Marge, I think kaya din nabuo si Telework kasi you have a story and you have a circumstance na marami actually yung nakaka-relate. It actually resonates with a lot of people. And I'm sure, hindi lang sa Bulacan. I'm sure marami pa yan like sa Pampanga, farther north, Nueva Ecija, or even south ng Metro Manila. Yung talagang mga tao na nag-work sa Manila kasi nga higher pay, pero actually they want to stay with their families. They want to stay in their home. So, ang kinaganda ng ganitong startup story, hindi siya yung parang meron kang gustong gawin, meron kang product na gustong i-offer. Kumbaga nagsimula siya naturally, di ba? Binuo mo siya naturally, nag-solve mo yung problem ng client mo, and then nasosolve mo rin eventually yung problems ng mga kapitbahay mo to begin with, ngayon mga iba mong nakuha from Bulacan din. Pero just to reiterate lang para baka may nakikinig na mga clients, possible clients. Ano nga ba yung mga services ulit? Ano nga ba yung parang exact services na kaya nyong gawin sa Telework PH? Ano ba yung mga services na inyong ino-offer sa mga clients? Para lang, let it be known out there. Baka makakuha pa kayo ng mga clients from this podcast.
Yes, thank you so much. We do customer service and technical support. So IT help desk support din. We have level 2. We also had engineering support. So all of these are done through the phone. Depende na lang kung ano yung infrastructure ni client. So very much IT related. And then there's also data annotation. Ito yung very basic na. We call them non-voice. Basically, they help, you know, feed the data into the machine para matuto na, oh, these are trees. These are, ganun lang siya. So,
mga AI machine learning companies na pala yun. Yeah.
Yeah, so... So, marami din. Like, for instance, we're teaching a robot to pick fruits. So, kailangan yung robot ma-identify niya, this is a strawberry, this is a tomato, kailangan ma. And so, it needs humans. Kaya hindi, ako personally, when it comes to AI, talagang hindi mawawala ang human in the loop. There's always human to teach the robot.
Sa training part, sa teaching part, yeah.
Exactly, oo. So, and then we also do professional service, ayan, VAs, virtual assistant services. Kasi VA, medyo malawak yan. There's also, there's marketing VA, there is a project manager or an executive assistant. So, we do all those types of things. Pretty much whatever you see in the metro, we can also deliver sa Bulacan.
Yeah, yun nga yung maganda dito eh. Kasi, super equivalent ninyo yung other BPOs. Ang basically, lang kinaiba nyo is yung location and that may homegrown background kayo. Speaking about that team pala, so gano'n na nga ba kalaki ang inyong team and kumukuha pa ba kayo ng more members and meron bang requirements? Paano ba? Baka may gusto mag-apply eh. So, paano ba? Paano rin ba makasali sa inyong team?
We post our jobs, job postings on Facebook careers, Telework PH careers, that's on Facebook. Nandun na yung requirements pero the basic things are, you know, you must be 18 years of age. Wala nang college degree. I mean, you know, at least high school graduate. And then, wala ring age limit. Hindi rin kasi kami yung katulad ng ibang companies na, you know, if you are husbands or wives and husbands or daughter and mother in a company, okay lang. Kasi yun nga yung very tight-knit nga eh. I guess that's the beauty of being in a rural area. Minsan nagugulat kami na, oh, magkakilala kayo. Ah, magpinsan kayo. Pero may downside din kasi pagka may kumalat na chismis, buong pamilya na nila nakakaalam. Pero sobrang tight-knit niya, as in nakakatuwa na after work, they get to hang out and, you know, minsan kahit biking lang yan. Sa rural areas, yun yung mga
San Rafael.
Trip nila. Yeah. Yeah, sa Angat, di ba? They go biking, yeah, they go trekking. Magkakasama rin sila. So there's always that life-work balance. Kaya mas madali siyang gawin. And kasi nga, yun yung isa sa mga hindi na natin nagagawa pagka where we're working in the corporate. And then, yan.
Actually, ang ganda nga, no? Kasi yung mga bonding ng BPO, no? So, maganda nga kung sa river, no? Kung trekking, hiking, ganyan.
Yeah.
So, ano pala, no? So, now sa telework, so, on-site yung inyong team, ano? I mean, of course, overseas yung mga clients. Pero, you require ba na on-site yung team or parang nag-work from home din yung iba?
Yeah, hybrid kami. So, we have an office and then we also have people working from home. So, you know, you're not just limited to Bulacan. We also have as far as sa Mindanao talaga. We have agents in Mindanao, in Visayas. And sometimes we ask them to go here, lalo na kapag may leadership training. So, very nakakatuwa. Nakakatuwa lang na we're, alam mo yun, inclusive.
Yan. So, balikan natin ano. So, meron kayong film na actually inspired by your story. Ang title ay When the World Met Miss Provinciana, starring Rian Ramos and Sid Lucero. So, I'm guessing ikaw dito si Miss Provinciana. Pero, pwede bang pakwento sa amin ang buod ng film, kumbaga yung summary ng film, and paano nangyari na nagkaroon ng film inspired by your story?
Yeah, laging tinatanong yan. Kasi, you know, as entrepreneurs, diba, and CEOs, kailangan we're always out there, especially sa social. So, I'm documenting my journey sa social media. And it just so happened, a friend ko si Direk JP Ninalga. She's the film director behind the movie. And so, I guess she's reading the stories. Kasi when I message her na parang gusto ko lang naman mag-hi, hello Direk, ganyan. Minsan, we have to be proactive eh, parang ganyan. And so she said na, may we invite you for an interview sa Starbucks QC. So sabi ko pa sa husband ko, magiging artista na ako. Kasi si Direk JP Ninalga, tapos ABS-CBN yung background, ganyan-ganyan. She's done telenovelas before pandemic. And then, so I went there. Initially, the purpose of the interview was to have a segment for girls in entrepreneurship type of theme. Yun. So, yeah, I was very excited. But when we parted ways and she came back to me, sabi niya, I have a very ambitious dream for you. Let's turn your story into a film. Tapos ako talaga, yung reaction ko noon, Johnny, sabi ko, is it even worth telling na pang movie ba to? It's not like ako, hindi, it's not like I'm Manny Pacquiao or, alam mo yung, sino ba yung inspirational na putol yung paa and kamay and he's now a well-known speaker. Sabi ko, hindi naman ganun.
Yeah,
sabi ko, parang napaka-ordinary. Pero nakakatuwa kasi my husband said, that's the thing, napaka-ordinary nung story mo.
Madaling
becomes so
relate.
Relatable. Exactly. Mm. And they see the possibilities of that happening to them. So sabi ko, kinilabutan ako, oo nga, no? Nakita ko din yung ano.
True.
So, napa-oo dun sa idea na yun, sige. And nakakatuwa how the film director guided us through the process kasi parang naging therapy din siya for me na recalling the moments and you know yung mga flashbacks and putting that into a story altogether. It's really a masterpiece. Sabi ko, grabe talaga yung artistry behind movie making kasi doon ko rin na realize na sobrang hirap pala maging artista and sobrang hirap gumawa ng film. So dinami-dami ng take. Tapos yun lang yung makakaabot sa final cut. Tapos talagang pipiliin mo yung mga specific scenes to depict the story. So yun, that's how it started. Initially din, I'm actually also the executive producer. And sometimes inisip nila, ay bakit ko nag-produce ng sarili mong film? Ano ba yan para sumikat? Pero the idea behind it was really to propagate the story outside of the Philippines para ma-reach yung mga clients din. So there's also that marketing. Of course, my selfish reason din tayo. Let's be honest about it. So we want to propagate that outside of the Philippines and reach more clients na mas makilala din yung BPO. Not just telework, but you know, BPO in general and how Filipinos are very hardworking, that they really deserve, you know, all these. Kasi isa sa mga statistics na laging nag-stick sa akin sa Philippine Statistics Authority na around 80% of domestic workers are women. And these are elementary work, like, you know, cleaning, ganyang klase ng work. And I dream of a day na makikilala tayo sa professional service, kind of. Hindi lang do sa DH na side of things. So, hindi lang kasi tayo pang ano, local, pang world class talagang.
Yeah,
diba?
Yeah.
One day, agreed. Sana magkaroon ng CEO na Pilipino, hindi lang Indian. Di ba? Sana may
CEO
ganun.
Na Facebook, CEO ng ex-Twitter.
Diba? Even if they're not the founder, di ba? Pag hinire, Filipino kasi, ano to, hardworking to, and then, you know, world class, kaya mag, so yun yung isa sa mga dream ko rin talaga na mangyari, and hopefully through this film, alam mo yun, it's advocacy eh, kasi it's an advocacy there sa na kailangan ma-realize din ng ibang countries yung capability ng mga Filipinos.
Yeah, at saka hindi lang na market out ang Filipino as as BPO, as possible na BPO labor force. Kumbaga, i-market out din natin, i-tell din natin yung story, kasi I think mahalaga din na ma-communicate sa mga foreign clients yung actual na sitwasyon ng Pilipinas and yung actual na pinanggagalingan ng mga tao na kumbaga na kanilang hinahire, overseas na minsan di naman nila ever nakikita personally, di ba? So, I think magandang storytelling medium din siya and magkaroon ng possibly better communication and baka mas mabuti ang maging mangyari for the industry and for Filipinos. So, kailan nga ba ang showing nitong movie na to? And invite mo naman ang ating mga listeners na manood ng movie na to when it gets out.
Yes, yeah, so I'm inviting everyone, whether you're, you know, in the BPO sector, freelancer, especially entrepreneurs, startup founders, kasi ang daming relatable scenes with investors, yung mga heartaches. Nako, ilang beses ko na itong napanood pero naiiyak pa rin talaga ako every time I see it. It's showing on April 17, available at cinemas nationwide. Initially kasi exclusive kami sa SM pero binrake na namin yun kasi hindi namin marireach yung mga far-flung areas. And this is the very reason we want to reach yung provinces. Ganyan, ang daming naghihintay. So, you know, this is a very inspiring story about entrepreneurship and women empowerment. Not at the expense of men, kasi this is an equal opportunity for everyone. So I really encourage you to watch it, especially with your with your friends, kasi talagang relatable siya to everyone.
Yeah, speaking of entrepreneurial people, so I have a few questions lang about your entrepreneurial aspect, Marge. So nung bata ka ba, did you ever think na magiging ganitong level ka of a CEO / entrepreneur? And sige, idugtong mo na rin yung question na parang now, how is it now? I mean, ano yung feeling now, especially you're a female CEO? I mean, wala naman dapat distinction between female and male, pero I mean, how is it now as a CEO or entrepreneur?
Nung bata ako, hindi ko talaga, it didn't occur to me. Pero I do know that very active ako sa school. Talagang pagka may sinabing mag-volunteer, mag-volunteer ako. Yung father ko ang nagsabi sa akin na I have that potential. Kasi I remember him telling that story na umaakyat daw ako sa mga bundok. Alam mo yung, kasi no, syempre, yung, siguro yung age natin, yung time na yon na hindi pa tayo mag-gadget. So, ang pinaglalaroan natin yung mga graba ng simento, pag may nakita tayong kapitbahay na nagpagawa ng bahay.
Yung mga bilog na.
Yeah. Nag-aaral ng simento, yan, ganyan. Yeah, so may pile siya ng sand. Umakyat ako doon. And then I was doing public speaking, parang gumaganyan-ganyan daw ako. And then I'm commanding all of you, ganyan. Tapos na, tinitignan lang daw niya ako. And sabi ko, hindi ko naman, alam mo yun, siguro, ako naniniwala talaga ako na pagkapanganak mo sa mundo, may purpose ka na eh, may mission ka nang gagawin. It's a matter of you finding that purpose. So, siguro nung time na yun, hindi pa very clear sa akin yung purpose, but I already emulate it na parang, uy, ito na yung pwede kong gawin. And, you know, growing up, ayan nga, the circumstances around me kind of pivoted me to that way, to that path. And as a female CEO, I guess, very timely din talaga na nandito ako. Very woke na kasi yung mga tao eh. Hindi na yung, alam mo yung wala na yung talagang very obvious discrimination between male and female. Tsaka, very ano rin, parang siguro strength ko na rin na I'm always able to relate both men and women sa work. So, I never let anyone feel intimidated by me na parang I'm better than you na kind of thing. I involve as much as, you know, inputs from different hindi lang sex, but you know, even cultural differences. So I kahit sa telework we are an equal opportunity. So even kasi naranasan namin yan yung pregnant. Ako, nag-apply ako sa isang agency before, like BPO din siya, and I was pregnant. Nung nalaman na pregnant ako, galit na galit ako. Tinanggal talaga ako. So, kaya naramdaman ko yun, inis na yun. So, sabi ko, I'll never let this happen to anyone. If they are capable, then so be it. May mga challenges lang na kailangan, like for me, I have to raise the kids. May mga ganyan tayong Pero at the end of the day, what is it that you can deliver to the table? What is it that you can...
Yeah.
Maganda yung narinig ko before na if you see a successful woman or even man in front of you, look at his support people or his or her support people kasi those are the people that make her successful. Kumbaga, I have a nanny, I have a husband who's very supportive. That's why I'm able to show up. Kasi kung hindi, you know, I would be raising the kids kasi wala akong help. So yun yung mga hindi natin nakikita kasi na parang minsan glorify natin yung ano CEO ganyan kasi nga but look at the people, you know, supporting that and that the team behind kasi I would never have made it this far without the team for sure.
Yeah, yan actually ang kinaganda ng homegrown na BPO company kasi nakaka-relate talaga sa CEO or yung sa kumbaga nag-formulate ng policies. Yung mga stories and yung pinanggagalingan and yung situations ng bawat tao. I guess ito yung medyo different no sa parang super corporate culture na medyo minsan may mga strict rules, strict policies na of course merong motivation pero baka naman either outdated or baka hindi na super makatao ano.
True.
And I think ito nga rin yung kinaganda, balik tayo dun sa film, na matell din yung story, exact story ng mga Filipinos, yung situations ng mga Filipinos. Para magkaroon ng better understanding ano with foreign clients and with the Filipinos ourselves dahil tayo naman talaga yung gumagawa ng trabaho. So
yeah.
I guess dapat magkaroon ng tamang communication no, tamang kumbaga feedback loop din ano. Speaking Marge pala of your purpose. So sinabi mo ito nung na I guess you have a purpose. So, ano nga ba ang purpose mo that you believe that you're really into doing and kumbaga ano ba ang gusto mong gawin sa Telework PH? I mean, do you plan to like expand this even more and magtayo ng mga ibang office sa iba't ibang parte ng Pilipinas? I mean, maybe very grand na yun, ano? Pero yeah, I'll have you tell more of your vision or your bigger plans.
Yeah, sure. Siguro when it comes to purpose, hindi siya very, I mean, of course, hindi ko masabi very specifically, but I do know that I have the power to bring people together and you know and make that community na you know we are able to help provide jobs. So minsan kasi naisip nila baka pwede ka magpolitician. Yung magre-request na baka magpo-politician ka ganyan kasi it's the same thing. You're able to help people, you're able to provide, you know, jobs ganyan. Sabi ko, wait, parang hindi yun yung ano, mas gusto ko sa entrepreneurship kasi challenging. Gusto ko yung mga challenges eh. Pero at the same time, yeah, siguro I want to double down on the strength of people management. When it comes to the vision naman, unlike most BPOs na they would want to expand by location kasi capital expense yun eh, yung office. Mabigat din siya. I want to expand by technology. So we're developing this platform what we call TelewerkX.ai that is Yeah, it connects. So hindi na kami yung typical na BPO na, oh, the client has to go through us before we, you know, we get a talent and then imamatch namin sila. We're creating sort of like an Upwork platform na dedicated for Filipinos. This time, they can go, you know, direct with the client. Kasi isa rin yun sa mga naging challenges namin sa BPO eh, na yes, we can be like the middle man here, but if the account is very small, and then also may mga parang meron ng mga pricing wars. So kailangan natin, we have to be very creative with how we're doing. Medyo pivot lang ng business model, but we're still doing the usual BPO na especially pag corporate, pagka malalaki yung accounts. Doon kasi mas kikita eh. So we're as the BPO, I don't want to call it middleman, pero kasi yun yung notion nila. We also deliver, diba? Parang sa BPO, we have the HR, the payroll, na kung, alam mo yun, kung hindi mo kayang ayusin yung SSS mo mag-isa, we have the team, diba? Kasi yun yung pinaglalaban ng mga gustong dumirect or mga freelancers na, ay, kaya ko naman on my own, I can register my DIR, ganyan-ganyan. But here is how we can help and we can provide more benefits, more stability to it. So, yeah, and then we're, nasa na ba ako? Na-lose yung train of thoughts. The vision, TelewerkX.ai. So that's the platform. We are connecting clients and the Filipino talents. What makes us different from Upwork and other, you know, matching platforms is that we have the recruitment capability to it. Kasi Upwork doesn't have that. So parang the founder or the CEO would just go in and look for the talent and interview it. Pero wala yung objective part ng cognitive assessment, ng skills assessment. So naka-built in na siya into the platform and hopefully ma-release na rin namin siya kasi nasa sprint 3 pa lang yata kami. So we're really doubling down on technology as a means to scale.
So abangan natin yan, no, ang mga new innovations and new technologies na dadalhin pa sa atin ni Telework. Final question lang, Marge. So what keeps you motivated dito sa buong journey mo na to? I mean, hindi madali maging founder, hindi madali maging homegrown CEO, I mean, forming your own company. Pero what keeps you running lang? What keeps you doing all of this?
I guess may different levels of motivation. Nung una was just to really earn money. Diba, when you're starting out, gusto mo lang naman pera. So sige, I was able to surpass that kasi right now the motivation is beyond me, apart from providing jobs. I find fulfillment in the challenges that we are solving every day as founders. Kasi this is why it's not for everyone. May thrill dun sa, you know, how, no matter how difficult it gets, it feels fulfilling on the part na ma-solve mo yung problem na yon. And especially that you are seeing it as a legacy. Lalo na kapag nakikita mo na, uy, potentially I can also have my kids do this thing and it's helping a lot of people. Lalo na na-inline pala siya sa gusto ng government. So lalo ako na-motivate personally. And it's not always like this, no? May mga araw na, ayoko na maging CEO, gusto ko na mag-resign. napakadaming ganun. And at the end of the day, bumabalik ako dun sa kung bakit ko nga ba to ginagawa. And yeah, the fulfillment is just very rewarding. Mas gusto ko siya kaysa sa, alam mo yun, mag-luxury. I guess this is why I'm different from other women din naman na in a sense na gusto ko bibili akong bag, ganyan. Hindi kasi ako ganun, kaya sinasabihan nila ako, oh, dapat pag CEO ka, ano, formado ka,
naman,
tapos Chanel. Sabi ko,
I beg to
disagree.
I mean, I understand you. And actually, agree ako sa iyong perspective. Kasi wala naman siyang direct correlation sa skills, eh, diba? As a CEO, I think. So, yeah, I very much agree with you there, Marge. And ipagpatuloy mo lang yan.
thank you. Oo, tama eh. Minsan, katulad nung kausap ko nung isang araw, we are about 1,000 employees na at Telework. So, sinasabi niyo, with 1,000 employees, why are you still looking for people to execute this? So sabi ko, you know, just because we are big doesn't mean na we have the resources here. Kaya nga sa CEO, you have to be creative with the resources you pull. Alamin mo kung saan yung tamang resource and within the budget. So, yan yung mga kailangan.
Yun actually, pinakamahalagang trait ng CEO din, ano, yung, I mean, you're in control, pero kailangan mo i-control responsibly ang inyong resources.
True.
So, maraming salamat, Marge. This is a very wonderful conversation. Thank you for telling your story. Actually, true, very inspiring and very relatable. I'm sure madami sa ating mga nakikinig ay may inspire at, kumbaga, will understand kumbaga yung situation din ng Filipino ng normal na Filipino, and actually especially you became a startup founder and a CEO. So if our listeners pala want to know more about Telework PH, maybe they want to apply, maybe they want to join the team, or maybe may client ano na baka interested, so how can they find more information? Maybe you can lead them to the website, social media channels, or email if you want to share.
Yes, absolutely. Our website is www.teleworkph.com. So let's note lang, teleworkph.com. Yung iba kasi telework.ph. teleworkph.com. And then we're also on socials, Facebook as teleworkph. But if you want to find out more about our opportunities, it's teleworkph careers. We're also on LinkedIn, IG, and TikTok. Also, yung Miss Provinciana, we have a Facebook page for that. It's Miss Provinciana. If you want to reach me directly, please email info@teleworkph.com.
Ayun. So, maraming salamat, Marge. And I will watch the film.
Thank you. We'll invite you sa premiere. And have two more tickets with you. So, thank you so much. Oh. Hopefully, available ka. April 16th premiere.
I'll make way.
Yay! Thank you.
Salamat, Marge, for this conversation.
This has been a very, thank you.
Thank you very much to our 38 patrons. This episode is super powered by AskLex PH Academy, our official e-learning partner. Get certifications on Lean Six Sigma, project management, data science, and many more. Juan CFO, CFO services, bookkeeping and tax, and payroll processing for startups and small businesses. Tuala, the next evolution of digital trust, privacy-focused digital experience for sharing identity information across Web2 and Web3 ecosystems. And Space Cebu, the biggest branch in the Philippines, global co-working space, meeting rooms, and private offices for startups, digital nomads, and freelancers. UBI Philippines, advocating universal basic income for Filipinos. Ignite Careers, career matching platform for Filipino talents and hiring companies in the outsourcing industry. MamiQ Super Pet App, the Philippines' first ever one-stop mobile app for pet products and services. Divico Technologies, IT solutions specializing in software development, blockchain smart contracts, digital wallets, and cybersecurity. DBuzz, Web3 microblogging app promoting freedom of speech and content ownership. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon ends, Tapa, and Tocino. Looking for, buy and sell online with Sigurado Sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. And Podify Team, podcast launch, production, editing, and management company helping increase podcasters' efficiency. This episode is powered by Contact RFID Business Cards, SiriusMD, Uplift Codecamp, Founders Launchpad, Pocketworks, Board Prep, Zales, and Pareto Consulting. Please support the podcast through the links in the description.